In the book of Corinthians, the Apostle Paul expresses fear that just as the serpent beguiled Eve, believers would be deceived by another gospel and another spirit, leading people to worship what he calls another Jesus. Not the Jesus of the Bible, but an imposter. In the year 273 AD, the Roman Emperor Aurelian instituted the cult of Sol Invictus, which became the religion of Roman soldiers. Various aspects of worship included water baptism, the sign of the cross, a Lord's Supper, and the December 25th celebration of his birth. The day of worship was known as Day Solis, the day of the sun, or Sunday. Frescoes or wall paintings depict the sun god Sol Invictus in exactly the same manner as supposed paintings of Christ, with the nimbus or radiant glow around the head. Most people calling themselves Christians, when shown a picture of Sol Invictus and asked who it represents, respond by saying Jesus without the slightest hesitation. The Apostle Paul's concerns were well founded. Let us consider his advice. If he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.